text is from the gospel reading, Matthew 13, verses 44 through 46. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again, and then in his joy went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. Here ends our text. Spanish explorer Francisco Coronado set out with 300 Spaniards, 1,000 Indians, 1,000 extra horses, herds of pigs and sheep, and 6 swivel guns to search for the 7 cities of gold that a crazed white man reported existed. This man had been shipwrecked on the coast of Florida in 1524. And 8 years later, he ended up in California telling this story. Coronado never found the cities. When he returned to Spain in 1542 saying he didn't find the cities, no one believed him. In 1930, J. Frank Gobi of the University of Texas wrote a book about men's absurd willingness to believe and search for buried treasure. He titled the book, Coronado's Children. Is this what Jesus would have us be in these two parables? If so, I'm a natural. I've always dreamed of buried treasure, due to this day. The land I hunt has a cemetery dating to 1877. It was a stagecoach stop. I continually look for where a fleeing criminal might have stashed his loot. The old San Antonio Road is just 3 miles from there. Conquistadors are said to have passed on it with loads of gold. When the creek bed is dry, I'm not just looking for wild hogs, but buried Spanish doubloons. To be in search of something very valuable, like the pearl merchant, or to have great joy at happening to find buried treasure, like the other parable, that's perfectly natural for me. What's not natural for me is to buy all for the sake of getting Jesus. If the buried treasure in the field is Jesus, his kingdom, and I happen to find it, I wouldn't buy the whole field just to get it. Be honest, would you? I want Jesus, the treasure, but not the field that goes with him. With Jesus comes the hatred of all men, suffering, the cross, many a sorrow, many a labor, many a tear. With Jesus comes the burden of my neighbor. Whatever I do or don't do to my neighbor is counted as done or not done to Jesus. Sorry, having Jesus is great, but having all that goes with him isn't. I'm a natural treasure hunter. And as we sang, Jesus is a priceless treasure. But it's not natural for me to sell all to get him. As it's not natural for me to buy all to get Jesus, so it's not natural for me to sell all to get Jesus either. Oh, in my own strength of will, I can give up some sins. I can give up some opinions. I can give up some of my possessions outwardly, but not all or any inwardly. I can sing on Good Friday, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. But if I really meant it, I wouldn't grumble and complain when it demands my time, my talent, or treasure. And here's the kicker. To have Jesus doesn't cost a percentage, doesn't cost some, doesn't cost a portion, as people like to think. No, it costs all. And when I hear that, my face falls as quickly and as darkly as the rich young man's did. In reality, I'm nothing but a good-for-nothing fish caught in the net of the church. And so are you. By nature, I'm a child of Coronado, always in search of buried treasure. But by nature, I'm not a child of God. I don't search for Jesus, and even if I should happen to find him, he's not worth everything to me. I'm the mudcat. I'm the turtle. I'm the carp that Jesus the fisherman should cast out of his net and into the fire for all eternity. Now I'm on to something. When Jesus is seen as the main actor in these parables, they become useful, they become helpful, they become comforting. For the sake of us children of the Heavenly Father, buried as we were in the mud, dirt, and filth of this world, Jesus did buy all the world. 2 Corinthians 5 says, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ. John says Jesus is not just the wrath-removing sacrifice for us, but for the whole world. Children of Coronado won't buy all that goes with Jesus to get Jesus. But Jesus bought the whole world to buy us. There's more. I'm always in search of the treasures of this life. Jesus came in search of us. As a royal prince willingly fights monsters, endures suffering, temptation, and death to fulfill a quest, so Jesus really did that. He gave up all. He sold all that he had, and that cheaply, to get us. He sold the mansions of heaven to buy space in the Virgin's womb. He sold the worship of angels to buy the shame, scorn, and judgment of men that you deserve for your sins. He sold holiness, life, and the protection of God the Father to buy your sins, your death, and the devil's persecution of you. He sold all to buy you. Philippians 2 says, though he was God, he made himself nothing. He humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross. Coronado traveled America in search of seven cities of gold. His children have given up much, even all, dying to find an earthly treasure. God the Son gave up all, suffered all, bled freely, cried freely, sweated freely to buy back worthless sinners like us who are at the mercy of sin, death, and the devil, which have no mercy at all. Being the buried treasure for whose sake the Lord buys all the world, being the pearl of great price for which the Lord sold all, changes us in this season of change that we call Pentecost. St. Augustine, who spent years in heresy, years in wanton sins of the flesh, years as Coronado's child seeking something on earth that could fill his empty, aching need, said after being found and bought back by Jesus, Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our heart is restless till it rests in thee. The restless in heart is the double-minded man that James speaks of. He's unstable in all his ways. The double-minded man is the wicked that Isaiah describes as the troubled sea which cannot rest, whose waves cast up mire and mud. But the heart that rests in the open, cleansing, forgiving wounds of Jesus is single-minded, is stable, is untroubled as a placid pond reflecting all the glory, majesty, and peacefulness of a summer sky. Such a person is a changed man, woman, or child. Augustine had acquired such treasures as Coronado's children can find in this fallen world. Money, power, pleasures of the flesh. But once Jesus acquired him as his priceless treasure, things were different. It was sweetness. itself to lose all that he had once counted so dear. He said, "How sweet did it suddenly become to me to be without the delights of trifles, and what at one time I feared to lose, it was now a joy to me to put away." Friends, such a conversion, such a change can't be taught to you. It can't be exhorted out of you. The change from being a child of Coronado to a child of God only comes from the Holy Spirit teaching you that you are the Lord's priceless treasure, worth more than the world, worth more than God's glory, worth more to God than his own dear son. When we speak of such momentous changes happening, we're in the realm of the miraculous. We're in the realm of life from the dead. We're in the realm of nature. Oh, not sinful nature, but what God works every year in nature. We probably all have live oaks near our homes. In them we see a miracle every year. But because we see it every year, we don't count it as miraculous, but it's normal. Every year, the dead leaves of a live oak are pushed off of the tree by new green leaves coming from behind. What is old, dead, and useless to the tree is naturally pushed aside by what is new, living, and needed by the tree. Likewise, the treasures we have amassed as faithful children of Coronado become old, dead, and useless to us when we are found by Jesus amid the mud and mire of this world. Our delight in trifles is pushed aside when Jesus pays all of his blood, all of his sweat, all of his tears, all of his glory, honor, praise, and holiness to buy us back. Pushed off is our high view of our own opinions and ideas by the holy, precious words of our Lord. Pushed off is our low view of the suffering, sighing, bleeding, and dying that comes to children of the cross by the high, holy suffering of Jesus for us. In a matter of days, a live oak goes from being a dying tree to a living one. This stupendous miracle is performed by God in trees by his almighty power operating in nature. It is performed in us by his Holy Spirit operating in words and sacraments. These change everything. These change the view of one-time children of Coronado. In the 4th century, a bishop was called to the royal court of the Roman emperor and ordered to produce the treasures of the church. The emperor felt threatened by the growing Christian church, and he wanted the wealth that he believed the church must have. The bishop protested, saying that the church didn't have gold, jewels, or other valuables. But the emperor, a child of Coronado, was insistent and demanded that the riches of the church be brought to him the next morning. The next day, the bishop appeared at the palace doorway empty-handed. "I told you to bring the treasures of the church," the emperor thundered. The bishop then invited the emperor to look out on the palace steps. Gathered together, peering sheepishly at the great doors of the palace above them, was a mass of beggars, cripples, slaves, and outcasts. "These," said the bishop to the emperor, "these are the treasures of the church." Coronado's children cannot see that. God's children in Christ can, because we see everything differently. Because he has made us so very different. We see riches as poverty, the poor as rich, the lame as healed, and the dead as living. We see water as regenerating, words as forgiving, and bread as the pearl of great price. The Greek word for pearl is margarites. Look in an unabridged English dictionary and you'll find an entry for margarita, but you won't find a drink described. You'll find that Margarita is the name in the Eastern Orthodox Church for a crumb of sacramental bread. We find such a Margarita, a pearl, here every Sunday on our altar, in our hands, in our mouths. It's nothing to the world, no earthly value to Coronado's children. But to us, this pearl is the body of our God. And we don't wear it for show, but we eat it for forgiveness, for life, and for everlasting salvation. Read Dobie's book. Coronado children never find the treasure they seek. God's children in Christ do. Finding that they are a treasure to Him, they treasure Him as the pearl of unimaginable worth, even when they find Him hidden in words, in water, wine, and bread. Amen. Now the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.